We're at Bletchley Park. We're just about to go through to where?
The National Museum of Computing.
Do you want to go into here or Colossus first?
Want to quickly do Colossus first?
Let's quickly do Colossus.
Do Colossus, okay. And then we're back into the museum.
Oh, look at those exciting gadgets through that doorway there. Who are our tour guides today, and what are your Twitter names?
Lynn Jones. My Twitter name is Lynn Jones.
And we have Panavision.
I'm Philip, and I'm at Panavision, and I'm your main tour guide for today.
What are we looking at right now?
We're looking at the rebuild of a Mark II Colossus computer.
Great sounds. We've got tapes spooling through. We've got the clicking of relays. Yeah. All very exciting.
So, fairly quickly, this is a rebuild of a Mark II Colossus computer. So this is actually what the Heath Robinson became, okay? And this is an example of the world's first programmable computer. Forget ENIAC, forget all that stuff. This is the world's first programmable computer. Unfortunately, it won't fulfill a Turing test, but there you go. And it hasn't got a memory, so it can't actually store anything. So what we actually have up at the far end is the input device on that big thing called a bedstead. That's the input cipher message being spun into Colossus. And because it doesn't have a memory, it has to read it in a loop. So every time you hear those relays go clunk, that's doing one pass through the message, okay? That's being read optically into Colossus, 5,000 characters a second, 30 miles an hour. And then Colossus...
Optically,
yeah. Okay. And then Colossus is using its 2,500 thermionic valves. There's another big rack behind, which we're going to have a look at in a minute, to actually do a statistical attack on this message key, okay? There's a switched program bank here, so the program can be...
The world's first computer. Amazing.